Good morning. We are talking with Julie, Dr. Steve, and Dr. Sarah from Southwest Veterinary Services here in Prairie du Chien. And if you have been driving on Highway 18, aka Marquette Road, in Prairie du Chien, you know that they have just recently undergone a massive renovation expansion to their facility here in Prairie du Chien. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about Southwest Veterinary Services.
So Southwest Vet was started as Prairie Vet Services in 1975, started in a little bitty building along Marquette Road. I'm sure you all remember that. It was a hair place for quite a while over the last several years, but that was where Prairie Vet Services originally started. In the spring of 1980, Dr. John Kurt, I'm not sure exactly who his partners were at that time, decided to build a new vet clinic, which we have outgrown over the years, which is how we came to the thought of building the new clinic that was just built here and opened this spring.
So what led to the decision to remodel Southwest Vet Services? Because as I said, it was, you know, a building out there on Highway 18, but you guys have really expanded and it's a beautiful building.
So the decision to remodel is because of the fact we have overgrown. When I first came, we had one small vet, and I think she was either half a day, every day. We've grown to, my wife came, we did every day, all day, and then it became, now we're doing two to three vets every day for small work. So the other building is just, we didn't have any room left, so we need more room.
So really, you just needed to expand to have more room, you know, more services, the more doctors that you have, the more animals that you can see, and you need room to see them. Talk a little bit about some of the specific features or upgrades that will enhance the experience for the pets and their owners with your new clinic.
Hi. So what we've done is expanded our boarding facility to accommodate a lot more pets. There aren't many boarding facilities in the area. We're also have added a lot more exam rooms to accommodate this increase in small animal appointments that we've been dealing with. We're also starting to get into like a doggy daycare for people who don't want to leave their pets at home during the day or just want their pet to get a little more activity during the day while they're at work.
All right. What has been the most exciting part of the remodeling process for you guys, your staff, kind of looking, what are you most looking forward to?
Well, we just watching this all happen in front of our eyes, kind of a dream come true in a sense. Something bigger, more spacious, we're not tripping over each other, so that's really exciting.
And what are your plans for celebrating the reopening of Southwest Veterinary with the community? I know you have a Business After Five coming up on October 29th.
So the ribbon cutting ceremony will be at 5 p.m. That will be right at our, I assume in our parking lot is where we're going to have it. And then from 5:30 to 8, we invite all of our clients, the public, to come and see what we've done, see the beauty of our building, everything that it accommodates, can visit the boarding facility, see where we have the dogs groomed, all of our clinic, our exam rooms, just to see where we work day in and day out. And that will be from 5:30 to 8. We will have refreshments, and we hope that a lot of the public can join us on Tuesday.
And, you know, you kind of alluded to this, but pet ownership has definitely changed in the last, you know, 20, even 10 years. You know, pets are seen definitely more like family members. You know, I think back to, you know, a dog was just something that, you know, roamed your yard. Now there's pet insurance. You know, people really treat their pets like part of the family. So I'm assuming part of your expansion, and you were kind of talking about almost like the doggy daycare, is following those trends of pet ownership.
Right. Yep. I agree. You know, seen as family members. I think, you know, any more people are almost willing to spend more on their pets than themselves, in a sense.
I definitely.
kids say their parents treat their pets better than they treated them. So, yeah, it's really changed a lot even since we've been veterinarians.
Yeah. So this is kind of, you know, your expansion is keeping up with that trend of the change in pet ownership and, you know, kind of how pets fit into the family, I'd assume, right?
Correct. Yep.
And as you see the trends with pet ownership and, you know, people caring more about their pets, the technology that has become available for veterinary work and just even, you know, clinics in general, I'm assuming has changed drastically, as it has in kind of any industry. But talk a little bit about some of the technology that you guys were able to add to this new facility.
Our communication system has changed greatly throughout the years. Our phone system, our scheduling system, other things technology-wise. X-ray has come a long way over the years. From what I started with 20 years ago, now we're all digital X-ray, which is amazing to work with at a veterinary clinic. I don't know if other veterinary clinics are that lucky to have that that luxury, but it is absolutely a wonderful piece of technology. We do have a separate isolation room now that we can keep very ill animals in. The ventilation system is amazing there, something that we were not used to before, and it's state of the art.
So again, you know, we talk a lot with like hospitals and the changing technology that we have for humans, but that technology is changing for pets as well. And this expansion kind of gave you guys a chance to really kind of catch up with some of that new technology and add it to your building in a efficient and, you know, kind of keeping up with the trends way, correct?
Correct.
Anything else you guys want to add this morning?
Just want to say that our hours of operation really haven't changed over the years. We are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday, we're in 8 to noon. And we have 24-hour emergency care that is 365 days a year. We always have a vet available for the community.
All right. And, of course, you guys have been, a staple of this community. You know, Bob Moses, kind of the facilitator of this interview today, was talking about, you know, the award that you guys got at the Chamber dinner. So, again, come on out to their open house on October 29th, the business after 5. The ribbon cutting will be at 5 o'clock and then the open house after that. So if you've driven by and you want to check out the new facility, or you have a pet and you haven't necessarily needed their services yet, but you want to know more about their services, this is another opportunity for you to check out all of the new technology that they have in their building and kind of just get a chance to talk with the staff as well. So thank you guys for stopping in this morning.
Thanks, Lori.
Thank you.